Today is Monday, November 25th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen, and today is no different. And oh my gosh, we're going to Austin, and I guess I'm going to have to take my travel setup, is what I'm going to have to do. We're leaving for Austin literally in less than 2 days, because I bet we're going to leave around 5 p.m. And I'm going to be breathing hard because my nose is stuffy because, I don't know, someone gave me a cold or something. So I'm probably going to sound like I have a cold as well. But Mark has been coughing, but he hasn't had a stuffy nose. And so I don't know. I don't know if... it's what he has, but I'm just having a stuffy nose and not the coughing. I would rather anything than cough. Anything at all, I would rather than coughing. But anyway, so I may breathe a little bit harder than normal, but anyway, we'll see what I can do. But anyway, we're going to Austin in 2 days, and I got a call today from one of the restaurant's crew, Food and Wine Bar, and they left me a message saying, yes, we're just confirming that you're eating lunch with us on Thanksgiving at 1 p.m. And so I had to call them back because it's so popular nowadays for people to eat at restaurants on Thanksgiving that they want to confirm, like, with me. Because I did it on the OpenTable app, and because it's so easy, I guess people can just do it and then flake out. I don't know. So I called them back, and I'm like, hey, I'm Adam Burns, you know, just confirming 1 o'clock on Thursday, we're going to be there. He's like, okay, got you confirmed. I'm like, okay, see you then. Anyway, so, let's go ahead. I did get a voicemail. So I asked you guys, I said, we're going to be having a contest and it's going to go until December 22nd. And I'm going to put everyone's name who calls the voicemail between now and December 22nd. In a hat, and I'm going to pull you out, and you're going to get a $50 Amazon gift card. So I want all of you, all of my listeners, call in. All right, so here we go. I'm going to play. I did get one from Gary, so let's go ahead and listen.
Hey, Adam. This is Gary in Portland, and I was calling to your new voicemail number. In your show, the first time you gave it out, you said that we had until November the 22nd, so this is November 22nd. So if anybody calls you after today, then they're not in it. But anyway, but then you did say December 22nd. So anyway, I, of course, I enjoy your show, and I try to listen to it just as soon as it comes out. I get the email. And tonight, I wasn't able to do it on my podcast app, so I don't know. So I went to geekyea.com so I could just go ahead and listen to it. It'll probably be there when I get off the phone. But anyway, wanted to call and say hi. I enjoy your show. I've always been a listener since you did the Adam and Maddie show way back in the day. So keep doing your shows 5 days a week, and I'll listen. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Gary, that's so sweet. Thank you for calling. So I can count on Gary. Anytime I ask anyone to do anything, Gary is going to be there. Yeah, Gary used to listen all the way from the Adam and Maddie show. And I was thinking today, sorry, I'm reaching over to get my phone. I was thinking today that I don't know if I still have the Adam and Maddie show episodes, because I needed to clean up the server that the Adam and Maddie show was on because somebody hacked my freaking server. And I kept getting these emails from my hosting company saying they were going to lock me out or something if I didn't go take all these steps to get rid of all this. And it was just some, you know, stupid, like, script kiddie. Put, you know, like, you go to the site and you get skull and crossbones or some weird shit. And anyway, sorry, Sydney is barking, and so she's distracting me. But so when I did that, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to delete these. I don't use that website anymore. And I think I saved them to a computer because I wouldn't have just deleted them and like gotten rid of them. But I don't know which computer I saved them to. And I think it was an older computer that I don't have plugged in anymore. So I don't know. Those may be lost forever. It's okay. I probably said many, many embarrassing things and I would never want to listen back because, you know, first of all, I probably said loads of embarrassing crap. And secondly, I'm sure my audio quality was not as good as I try to make it now. So, because I was just learning back then. That was my first 100 episodes of podcasting. Since then, I've done 200 episodes of Dubious Intent. I've done 250-something episodes of Geeky Gay. I've done State of the Station. I've done Survivor's Ready. I've done... But first, man, I'm burping. That was salt and vinegar potato chips. Oh, There's a company that... No, it's not Kinder. A chocolate company that's mostly German. Ritter Sport. A Ritter Sport, but it was... It was chocolate with cornflakes, which is really weird, but actually it was pretty good. So that's what that was, to steal that from Big Fatty. But anyway, so thank you for your call, Gary. I will put you in the contest. And for those of you who are dying to call in, the phone number, I'm not going to remember what the phone number is. The phone number, let me just look here. Here's my welcome. The number is 479-221-9393. 479-221-9393. If you're outside the U.S., it's plus one. Is it plus 144 or 44? I can't remember. You know what? I'm trying to tell you and now I don't know. But anyway, I'm sure you guys know how to call the U.S. if you're inclined to do so. But if you're not, you can record... You can download all kinds of voice recording apps on your phone, iPhone or Android. You can record a little thing really quickly, and then you can email it to me, and I will count that as well. But I got the voicemail line to make it really, really easy for all of my listeners to just save it to their phone and call in, just one step. So, $50 Amazon gift card, yeah. I'm going to bribe you because, and Kathy Bacon said on Twitter that she loves a contest. So I know Kathy Bacon is going to be calling in. I'm sure she will. I'm just any minute now. I'm going to be getting a call from Kathy Bacon. I did get a tweet from a listener that's relatively new. And his name is, I'm going to go. Why can't I find it now? Let's go here. His name is Barney. And he says, "Hey, Adam, big fan of your Geeky Gay podcast. Started listening in the last few months. I've been meaning to ask, what is that song that kicks in towards the end of the pod? It sounds like a man saying, 'Hi, my name is Ray, and yesterday it worked.'" All right. So when I used to do the Adam and Maddie show, I don't know if a listener, if it was a news story. I feel like it was a news story that we went over or something like that. But there was this pastor... And I'm not sure. His name was Ray. And he made a video on YouTube or whatever. And he's like, yesterday my daughter called me and she said, I don't remember what it was. She said somebody was picking on her or something. And so he said, I wrote a song for her because of this. And the song is, I'm about to kick somebody or whip. Actually, you hear it right now.
Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
So he says, "Hi, my name is Ray, and yesterday my daughter called me." But anyway, he wrote that song, I'm About to Whip Somebody's Ass, and there's a YouTube video with him just singing it. It's just this guy, he's just singing, I'm about to whip somebody's ass, you know, whatever. No backup music, no nothing. Well, it became kind of a meme And like I said, I think we must have read it in a news story or something. And so a bunch of people like remixed it and added dance music and stuff like that. And I really liked the dance music. And so I decided to start using it as our closing theme. And my opening and closing themes I stole from the Adam and Maddie show because I don't do that show anymore. And I really want to do it. I'll try to include... So I looked on YouTube today and I couldn't find the actual arrangement that I play. So I don't know, and I don't remember where I specifically got it. And I, you know, I don't think you guys are going to go around like listening to I'm about to kick whip somebody's ass on your, you know, on your iPhone or something, in your ear pods while you're exercising. But anyway, so that's where it came from. But I'll try to put a couple of links to a couple of different versions of it that I found. If you want the actual music, I can make that available as well. I can't find the video to it. So anyway, that's what it is. All right, well, I'll end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. Or you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.